Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome along to the Dharma Loka Hall on this last day of March in 2020. And my name is Dennis Shepherd, and I'm talking to you today on behalf of the Care Group. The Care Group, as you hopefully know by now, is a group that we've started up here at Dharma Loka, for the Buddhist Society of WA in general, where we are going to set up a telephone listening service eventually, where people who feel the need will be able to sort of call in and find a listening ear at the other end. And as I was mentioning to you at the last one of these talks that we did, one of these guided meditations, I was saying that listening is a very, very important skill for people to learn. And indeed, we've put through quite a number of people, members now here, ready to start this service. And we will be ready to start probably in about a month's time, in probably towards the beginning of May. So at the end of April, we'll be able to move on. So we thought we would do these series of talks for you, just really to give you an idea or a flavour of just what it is to listen, and mainly so that you can actually use this skill in your own meditation practice. So in fact, you're learning or using your meditation practice as a way to be able to listen to yourself, to listen to your own inner talk, the inner things that go on, and to be able to understand yourself a little bit more and understand your own conditioning so that you can work to alleviate the problems and the traumas that might be associated with what you're thinking about or what you're feeling. Last week we went through the anxiety and the fears that are very palpable at this time of the COVID-19 crisis and all of the shutdowns and the self-isolations that are happening. And there is a lot of fear in the community. So hopefully what we talked about last week and the guided meditation that came with the preamble of the talk was helpful for you. This week we're going to talk more about our own emotional noise. So just what emotional noise is. But just before we do that, I did want to mention to everybody that if you feel that you would like to have someone call you, if you're feeling stressed or troubled in any way and you'd like to talk about that, you are very welcome to write to us here at care@bswa.org. So I'll just repeat that again for you. It's care@bswa.org. So if you'd like to write to us and just let us know your telephone number or your details, or if indeed you just would like a return email, there will be a member of our care group that will certainly be very happy to do that for you. But if you send through a telephone number, we will, or a way of contacting you, we definitely will endeavour to do that. So, just in the preamble to the meditation that we're going to be doing in a moment, I would like to just to talk to you a little bit about the Four Noble Truths again, a very obvious thing in our Buddhist practice, but I would like first of all just to look at the first noble truth again of dukkha. And dukkha, of course, is a thing that we can see it's a very real happening at the moment. The virus has brought about a lot of dukkha in our communities right around the world. So it's probably not too much trouble to be able to just see what this dukkha means, this suffering that the Buddha talked about. This, the nature of our being is, he said, this dukkha, the very first noble truth. So suffering, not satisfactory. Dukkha, it's a good word. And sometimes difficult to see dukkha all of the time, especially when we're having a good time or when we're enjoying life. Dukkha is not so apparent, but it is apparent right at the moment. But even if you start to get used to just looking at the first noble truth, you will see that this dukkha really is there in all the aspects of our life, even the good times and the happy times. This dukkha is there because it's there as part of a duality in the way that's the way that we are conditioned. But last week I started to introduce in the meditation a way of actually noticing the second and the third noble truth that the Buddha talked about. That's just the fact that dukkha arises, has a beginning, but also that dukkha finishes, it has an end. And we're able to sort of see this thing happening with the conditions of our mind, and we'll certainly go through that again today with the guided meditation that I hope to give to you. And then also, just looking at that last week, we looked at the still consciousness that is there as the body and the mind starts to relax and go very deep and focused, and we start to develop what we call samadhi, the Pali word of samadhi, which is another word really for concentration. As our mind starts to concentrate and go deeper and deeper and becomes more and more relaxed, more and more soft and sensitive, in fact, this stillness is something that starts to become apparent. And in fact, this, as I was saying last time, this stillness is something that is there all of the time. It's something that we can go to and develop. We can go to it and use it as a datum in our lives, if you like, a reference point, to be able to know when we know that stillness is there, we'll know that we're actually in the present moment. We know that we're present. So I was talking to you about that last week, but also explaining that that this stillness is really just another word for spaciousness or emptiness, you might say, or indeed you could even just see it as still consciousness. It's really just the consciousness that is at the background of our mind, the matrix. It's what makes up our mind. Really, you could say it is what our mind is. It is this consciousness that's not moving, very still. You can just notice the way that it iterates. It begins and ends very, very fast. The Buddha said begins and ends countless times in the wink of an eye. And you can get a sense of this once you start to understand what it is and as you start to get closer to this still consciousness. And we'll go into that in the guided meditation in a moment. But I was also just mentioning last week how this still consciousness has the propensity to move. And when it does move, it sets up a quality in your mind that you know that it's moved, and you know that there's something that's different than when it's still, because you're starting to form a condition with the movement, because you're starting to aggregate more and more conditions, compounding. You're starting to compound what it is that you know. And then eventually, as that movement of mind moves forward, you start to develop what we call a perception. And this perception is something that's known. And then that in itself will transition then further into a feeling. And that feeling is there. And these first four things that I've talked about here, this pure consciousness, the movement of the mind, the perception of the mind, and the feelings of the mind, they make up four of these aggregates that the Buddha talked about. They're mental aggregates. And when these four mental aggregates come into place or come into play, they then work on our habitual nature in the way that we condition our physicality. So then the Buddha talked about the very first aggregation as being the physical nature of our being, the physical nature of the world. So last week we did look at all these things and we noticed the five aggregates. And so I'd just like to just remind you of that, of what we talked about there, because these five aggregations are something that we can notice and we can work with in our meditation, and it's very, very useful. It's very useful to know what they are, because they do kind of nest back into one another, a little bit like Veryushka dolls, the Russian dolls that go in one inside another, that's inside another, that's inside another. And the meditation process itself is in fact a little bit like a unification that allows you to go back and back and back until finally you get to the very bottom of all this, which is the still consciousness. And this is why still consciousness is so important for us to understand and know about, because once we've got that still consciousness in place, we can, as I say, we can use that as a datum in our lives. And when we've got that as a datum in our lives, we can measure the way our mind moves and the conditions that make up our mind and our world then start to become quite apparent. But we can also then start to see very clearly where these conditions have come from. We can see that they've come from the still consciousness. And when we do start to understand that, we're starting to get on the path, get on the way that the Buddha talked about, sort of seeing the truth of what it is to be human. And to be able to use that really wonderful skill we have as human beings to self-reflect, to be able to look back on ourselves and understand what it is that we're looking at. So it's in this way that I'm inviting you trying to encourage everybody to be able to be a listener for themselves so that they can start to see the nature of the dukkha that's in your mind and the way that dukkha begins and ends, the second and the third noble truth. And then, of course, we're working with the fourth noble truth here in working with the Eightfold Path to develop a way of sort of seeing deeply into the Buddha's teachings. So with that as a preamble again now, I'd like you to relax. I'm just going to take a little glass of water, a little sip of my water here. And I'd like you just to make your back nice and straight and just sit however you're going to sit. Your head's pointing to the top of the ceiling, your back nice and straight. Not ramrod straight, but just nicely relaxed and straight. Close your eyes, close your mouth, start breathing through your nose. Always good just to have your hands folded in front of you, just with your thumbs and your fingers just gently touching. Because as I mentioned last week, sometimes there's some amazing things that can happen with the sensitivity that we have in our fingers and the nerve endings, just in the way when relaxation starts to take hold in our body, how it can really start to tingle and be almost effervescent. Almost sometimes, if you're lucky enough, you might even sort of feel like you're floating off your cushion. So this is what it's like to relax. This is when your mind and your body starts to relax deeply. You feel the joy of that relaxation, just the very peace of it, and the way that your body just and your body and your mind just loves to be in this relaxed state. So now that you're sitting there, I would like you first of all just to follow me through with this little exercise in grounding. So just to see yourself sitting on your mat or on your seat, however you're sitting. And then just to feel the way that you're being pulled into this earth. Just to feel the gravity. Not strong, but just reassuring, in fact. It means that we're not going to float off the earth. But we're just part of the earth. You can feel the way that we're being pulled down with the force lines of gravity, and you can imagine in your mind's eye even that these force lines are moving right through you and right through to the centre of the earth. And as we're doing this, we could also just make that little contemplation that we are part of the earth. All of these elements and the compounds that make up our body, the blood and the bones and the hair, the teeth, all of these components in our body, they all are made from elements from this earth. We are part of the earth. we're alive on this earth. But we can feel this way that we're connected to it through the gravity and being grounded. But then at the same time, we can also notice that we are also connected to part of being part of the universe, that this earth itself is part of a system that goes around the sun, and our solar system is part of a system that is in a galaxy, and this Milky Way galaxy is in the wider universe, and it's all working together, and we're part of that universe, part of the world, part of the universe. It's a very, very comforting thing to know that we belong here. This is where we live. This is how we are. This is our being, part of this universe. And then I'd like you to anchor yourself just a little bit more in your body by just maybe feeling your toes, just to notice your toes. You can give them a wiggle and just then bring your attention into your toes and across your, then move across the arch of your foot into your heels. Then moving up the heels, up from the heels into the ankles and into the shins and the calves. Just noticing what you can see. Sometimes interesting to look at the hard bone, especially in the shins. And the soft muscles, and even feeling the strength in the muscles sometimes, especially as we move up through the knees and into the thighs, feeling those strong muscles, and moving through into your bottom, and you can just feel the way that you're sitting on your seat, feel the gravity as it pulls you down. Then moving into the lower part of your tummy, lower part of your back, then up into your chest, the upper back area, and just noticing as you're moving through all of these parts of your body, you'll notice that there's, especially around the tummy and in that area, there are little rumbles and gurgles and movements, fluid rushes, then up into your chest there's rhythms of your heart and rhythms of valves opening and closing, pumping. And then moving your attention into your arms and just feeling your arms down by your side, moving down through your upper arms, through your elbows, into your forearms, hands. And then into your fingers. And again, here I just like to linger around my fingers just to feel the sensitivity that's there, just to see if you can notice any tingling that's there. Sometimes it will just spontaneously move to the rest of your body. The tingling that's there, you can start to notice that it is everywhere. It's everywhere else on your body, all over your skin. And you can notice that relaxation that's starting to take place. And then moving your attention up through your neck and into your head, around the back of your eyes. Just relaxing and letting everything settle. And around your lips. Same thing with the tingling. There's a lot of nerve endings in your lips and around your mouth. Sometimes very interesting just to contemplate. And then the top of your head. Then you can just notice yourself sitting. You've brought your attention now completely inside yourself. The external has been left behind, and you're now sitting inside this fathom-long length of body. And hopefully you're starting to feel quite relaxed. And then what I'd like you to do is just to naturally let yourself find the breath. The breath as it goes in and it goes out. It's always good to just find yourself just around the tip of your nose, just to stand guard at that point around the tip of your nose and just watch the breath as it flows past to go in and then flows past to go out. This is the breath that's beginning and ending. Right here, right now, we have the second and the third noble truth working for us. We can see it. The breath begins, the breath ends. And we can just keep watching the breath. And you can do that just while you're listening to the words that I'm speaking. And I don't want you to necessarily take any notice of the words that I'm saying. You just need to just know that the words are being spoken. It's good not to try and understand necessarily what's being said, but just to know that the words are beginning and ending as well. And you can just relax and you don't have to worry about a thing. And just let yourself settle. Let the concentration start to build. Let the samadhi start to build. And already you're starting to feel quite relaxed. It's quite different than when your mind is moving around all over the place. You're already starting to move into this place of stillness. And you can see the breath beginning, and then to see the breath ending. But you're starting to notice around all of that, that there's this still consciousness that's there. You can notice the breath beginning and notice the breath ending as you just be with all that's happening. And you are starting to notice now that stillness. That stillness of the mind being very, very still. So that what is moving is the breath. It's moving in and it's moving out. But the stillness is just there. So you're watching your breath. You're also aware that there's words beginning and ending and they're coming and going in the stillness of your mind. You can know that. You can start to feel inside your body just this quite subtle joy, this subtle happiness that starts to come as you're just relaxing more, relaxing and going deeper and deeper. You're starting to go deeper and getting closer to the present moment. And you know that you're starting to leave the past behind. And you're not even aware or starting to be at all concerned about what the future might bring. Because we're just being present. The still consciousness is there. The breath is there. And the words that I'm speaking are beginning and ending. Just the second and third noble truth. there all of the time for us to see. In the same way that there's still consciousness that we're now starting to become quite aware of is just there for us to see all of the time. It's beautiful stillness. One might wonder why this beauty is there, why this relaxed happiness is there. But the reason why is because we're moving close to the present moment. We're moving closer to truth. We're being present. Now I'd like you just to continue to watch your breath and to know that that breath is coming and going in the stillness. And you're also just aware of the words that are being spoken. But I would like to just talk to you about your own emotional noise, just in the way that this does condition itself and raise itself for each and every one of us in a very natural way. Because this conditioning process, the conditions that come into us, the conditions that we hold on to and grasp, we tend to hear these things just as you're hearing this now. We tend to hear these things, and when we are not totally aware of what's happening, we can hold and grasp these ideas and views and opinions about things when we confabulate, which means when we hold on to things that we hear that we haven't really heard or examined with any wisdom. We can bring in any condition and begin to believe in it. And some conditions are good. Some conditions are very helpful. Indeed, some conditions are necessary for our life. But then there's other conditions that come in oftentimes without us even knowing, coming into our minds subconsciously. And then all of a sudden we are just part of that condition that becomes a belief system for us. It starts to build our identity. It starts to build our ego. This is our emotional noise. And I'm sure now in that stillness of your mind you're able to see how it's very important to know what that emotional noise is in your mind. Especially if it's causing you trouble. Especially if it's causing you trauma. Causing you concern or worries. Or in some way limiting your life. And now you can start to notice that with this stillness that's still present, beyond the breath that's coming in and out, beyond the words that are beginning and ending. You can start to see and understand, to notice this emotional noise that's gets built into us, these conditions that compound and aggregate as we create our lives, create our being. Sometimes skillfully, but oftentimes not so skillfully. But you can notice now just the way that when you can see, when you start to build and put a space between yourself and the emotional noise, you can see that you do have an opportunity to reflect on what that emotional noise is, so that you can either decide to keep it, or you can decide to ameliorate it or finish with it. This meditation process gives you the power to do that, gives you the power to self-reflect, gives you the power to understand yourself. Last week we looked at the fear and the anxiety that the virus that is currently abroad brings to us all. And we saw there too that we can build a space between us and this condition of the virus. And we can start to see the added on feelings that come, the added on perceptions, and then the feelings that come to bring us fear and loathing. And now we have the ability and the knowledge to relax with it all. To relax so that we can make wise choices. Perhaps even bringing in some kindness towards our thoughts about the virus. Because after all, it has its place in this universe too. We certainly don't want it to be troublesome for us or to cause us any harm or injury or death. But we can keep a sensible perspective and allow it to be where it should be. And we can do everything that we can need to do to keep ourselves safe. This is the power of this meditation process. This is the power of being able to see deeply into your mind and to get close to the stillness, so that this stillness can become a datum for you to see all of these conditions as they arise out of that stillness and finish back into the stillness. We start to see and understand how wonderful the Buddha's teachings are. How just about for every situation in our human condition, the Buddha has words of wisdom to help us understand now as you're still being and watching, being with the stillness, and watching your breath coming and going, feeling that beautiful relaxation in your body. I'm just going to stop speaking for a moment so that you can allow this stillness to amplify. And what I'm going to ask you to do is to let the stillness amplify and to cultivate it to the extent that you can. Bring it with you into your waking consciousness, into your normal consciousness when we return from this meditation, from this guided meditation that we're doing. So just enjoy the next 5 minutes and just watch the stillness and silence. In a moment I'm going to ring the bell. and I'll ring it three times. And while the resonance of the bell is resounding, I'd like you just to do a bit of a stock take just to see what's happened for you. And I'd also like you very much to be able to know that stillness right now, to feel it right, to experience it through your whole body, not just an intellectual experience, but an emotional experience too, a feeling. And I'd like you to bring that stillness with you back into your normal life as you come back out of this meditation. At the end of the third resonance, you can just simply open your eyes. So, I hope everybody is back with us now. You can open your eyes and hopefully you can notice too, as you are seeing, your seeing consciousness is working, your hearing consciousness is working, but hopefully for you there will also be that still consciousness resounding there in your mind, identifying your mind, giving your mind or showing you what the matrix of your mind is. That stillness that's there, that still consciousness that everything arises from and that everything too goes back into, begins and it ends. The second and the third noble truth. Probably the most amazing words, the most amazing teachings that have ever been taught in this world, the four noble truths. The dukkha is there, the dukkha is the trouble in our lives. The second noble truth, that this dukkha has a propensity to arise, to start. The third noble truth, that this dukkha finishes. And then of course there's the wonderful eightfold path, which is the fourth noble truth. The eightfold path of right view, right intention, rounding out the wisdom side of the path, and then right speech, right action, and right livelihood, which rounds out the moral dimension of the path, and then right meditation or right concentration, right mindfulness, and right energy to round out the meditation side of this wonderful eightfold path, completing this, the Four Noble Truths. As I say, probably the most wonderful set of thoughts, of things that people have taught over the years. This is probably out of everything that there is, these Four Noble Truths are probably the most important for humanity. So thank you for your attendance this afternoon. We'll see you again soon with the next talk. We will be continuing on just looking at some of the elements that we teach our care listeners here at BSWA. Listening skills that will be available to you very soon when we have our listening service opened. So thank you for your kind listening.